Everybody, this is Mikey G, WKDW Radio, 97.5 on your dial in Northport, KD Radio, KDWRadio.com on the internet. The first song I want to play for you is a classic from the 60s. It's Light My Fire by the Doors.
To say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time to hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. Thank you. time to hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire.
Doors consisted of four guys, Jim Morrison, Robbie Krieger, John Densmore, and Ray Manzarek. Morrison actually was not even a musician, he was more a poet, but he had an incredible stage presence, and he was the heart and soul of the group. And I remember they had had a hit record, Light My Fire, actually, and they were booked into a place in New York called Ondine's. And Ondine's was a club on, right by the 59th Street Bridge. And I wanted to go there. And I actually went and couldn't get in. But the story goes that at the same time that they had this booking at Ondine's was Monterey Pop. And the Monterey Pop Festival, as everybody knows, launched the careers of Hendrix and Joplin and a whole bunch of people. And but for some reason, the Doors weren't there. The Doors, according to what I heard, where they were just really annoyed that they weren't invited, and that groups like the Association were there, which were really lightweight groups, and they felt they should have been there. What I heard otherwise was that they had this gig at Ondine's, and instead of being in Monterey Pop, they went out to Long Island and played at State University of New York at Stony Brook in the gym, which is kind of horrible when you think about it. Anyway. Here's another by the Doors, Riders on the Storm.
Riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, an actor out alone. Riders on the storm, there's a killer on the road. His brain is squirming like a toad. Take a long holiday. Let your children play. If you give this man a ride, sweet family will die. Killer on the road. Yeah.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone. An actor out on loan. Riders on the storm.
Riders on the Storm, as far as I'm concerned, shows the true musical versatility of the group. To go back for a second, Like My Fire was written by Robbie Krieger, the guitarist. And what had happened was most of the songs, the lyrics, were written by Jim Morrison. And Morrison was a little bit annoyed and said to the band after rehearsal one day, he said, you know what, go home on the weekend and come back with a song. And literally, Krieger came back with Like My Fire, which is probably the most iconic of all of the Doors songs. Riders on the Storm really shows the versatility of the group in as much as they had just a guitar, a drum, and an organ. And you'll notice they had no bass player. And the bass was played by Ray Manzarek, who was playing keyboards. So he was playing the keyboards with his hands, and he was using his feet, bottom of the organ of Hammond B3, to play the bass part. So really quite an excellent group of guys who put together some tremendous sounds. And not to mention how good the producer was who put it all together. The last song I want to play for the about the Doors is Roadhouse Blues. It's off the Morrison Hotel album. And the guy who's playing harmonica is a friend of the groups and a friend of many groups, John Sebastian. Here's Roadhouse Blues.
Yeah. Beta, Hokon Konka Danta, Beta Kona Beta, Papa Lula Nicha, Bompa Kicha, Isan Konka Ray. Ashen Lady, Ashen Lady, give up your vows. Give up your vows. Save our city. Save our city. And now. And I woke up in the morning. I got myself a beer.
So the band is doing really well, hit record after hit record, but Morrison is just not doing well. He put on an incredible amount of weight, moved to Paris, and subsequently died. So now you had the three guys left, Krieger, Densmore, and Manzarek, and they're saying, well, we got to figure this out. We don't want the band to die, so we need a new lead singer. The three of them went to England to interview possible lead singers. After a period of time, Ray Manzarek said, you know what, we're not finding anybody, I'm going home. Band put together a couple of albums, the three of them, didn't sell well. They weren't great albums, and certainly not to the quality that the fans came to expect. A little while later, all of a sudden, a new band comes out called the Butts Band, B-U-T-T-S Band. And who's in it? It's Krieger and Densmore. And they found a lead singer called Jess Roden. Roden was interviewed as a possible lead singer for the Doors, but for some reason, he was turned down. I'm going to play for you a couple of tunes by the Butts Band. It's their first album. It's a great cover. It shows a beat-up amp. I would strongly recommend this record to anybody because it is a great record. So I'm going to play the first on the Butts Band called I Won't Be Alone Anymore.
You came and you taught me what loving was.
That was I Won't Be Alone Anymore by the Butts Band. So now you had Rodin, just Rodin as the lead singer, Krieger, Densmore in the band, and then another guy joined them named Philip Chen. And I mentioned Philip because he was a pretty well-known session man, and you'll see how he comes full circle working with the Doors and what happens after the Butts Band breaks up. I want to play two more by the Butts Band, Baja Bus and Sweet Danger, two entirely different tunes, but showcasing the musical abilities of the band, plus Jess Roden's incredible lead voice on vocals.
Rainy day, yeah. And we finally got I love you. Oh, sweet stranger, I have been your way, and I love you still. Taking me, shaking me somewhere. Sometimes I doubt being free, then I realize it's just a game with me, and it's gone now, over, gone now.
So, Butts Band had this album. The follow-up album, they changed the entire scope of the group. It went from a pretty good rockin' band to more of an R&B, synthetic sound kind of thing. It was okay, but when I bought that album, I realized that's not going to go anywhere. And Manzarek was still outside of the box. Krieger and Densmore I don't know what they did next, but Jess Roden went on to have a really pretty good solo career. He never hit it big, but the guy had a great voice. So he did a few albums that were on Island Records, which was a great boutique label. So I want to play a couple of things by Jess Roden. I'm going to play The Ballad of Big Sally and Woman Across the Water.
Was clear, wrapped her arms in. question I've been meaning to answer. There is love, security in life. But that woman across the water is always way up front in my mind. I believe I live in the shadow. On us all. Well, I don't hold no hate for no one or no kind, but right now got my back to the wall. I'm in love with a woman, you know. She gives me her life. Boy, my child keep me happy most every night. But then again, I'm flush on another.
When they recorded, they were on Elektra Records. And Elektra was really a hot label at the time. A lot of artists wanted to be on Elektra. It was started by a guy named Jack Holzman, who was a music guy who was just dedicated to the album. If you get a chance to read about Jack, he really was an interesting guy. So one of the bands that came up at around this time was a band called Clear Light. And Clear Light, as far as I know, had one album. I'm going to play for you Black Roses from Clear Light, which to me was a quintessential psychedelic band of the time.
That way sometimes. So gather all black
So the lead singer from Clear Light is a guy named Doug Lubahan. And at this point, the three surviving Doors decided that they were going to go out on the road and sort of be a Doors lookalike. Unfortunately, there was some legal issues with Densmore, so it basically became Ray Manzarek and Robbie Krieger going out on the road for a number of years. Joining them was this guy, Doug Lubahan, who was in Clear Light, and Philip Chen, who used to be in the Butts Band. They did that for a number of years. I guess they did well. Finally, Ray Manzarek passed away, and the whole thing just stopped. This is Mikey G from WKDW Community Radio, 97.5 on your FM dial, kdwradio.com on the internet. I'm going to close by playing the same song we played when we opened up. It's called Apricot Brandy. It's by Rhinoceros, who also was on the Elektra label at the time. Here's Rhinoceros, and thanks for listening, and I'll see you soon.